Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com.
See what happens when Evan's not here? This Cinco de Fivo is kind of on time.
Yeah, the breaks have been on time as well, I might add. Some quarterbacks aren't backups after all now, are they? All right. I'm going to give you here, as we start the Thursday of the Combine workouts, men running in underwear, the five greatest Combine memories of all time. Let's see if you remember any of these. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number five happened in last year's Combine. Xavier Worthy breaks the Combine record with a 4.22 40 time. It boosted his draft stock. Clearly, the Chiefs traded up with the Bills. Morons, the Bills.
Dude, they gave him Xavier Worthy and
Patrick Mahomes. This is why, all of you out there, every year when you go, oh, I'm so tired of the Chiefs, I got to root for the Bills.
Blame the Bills.
Blame the Bills. They deserve the suffering they get.
I 100% agree.
Yeah, Keon Coleman. Yeah, we'll take him. We'll just give Xavier Worthy Chiefs morons. But yeah, Worthy, unbelievable last year with the 40 burst on every seams. All right, here we go.
Number four.
This one's a funny one. Byron Jones. Remember him, the cornerback taken by the Cowboys in the first round?
Is this the broad jump?
Yes, in 2015, he had a broad jump of 12 feet 3 inches.
That's ridiculous.
It's the unofficial world record. Why? Guinness wasn't at hand at the Combine to do it.
Is that right?
And Byron Jones had a banged up shoulder, and he wanted to do a couple events to boost his draft stock, and he knew he could jump high, did the broad jump. And to this day, that would be the world record if Guinness was on hand.
So why wouldn't Guinness accept that? Because it's so documented. Like, first of all, it's visually documented. Like, they probably have a video of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL is as meticulous as any organization in the world about little things like that.
Because what you learn here, we always hear about the Guinness World Records, is that the Guinness World Records are stupid. And they need their own personal person on hand, or it does not count. So if you, and this is for anybody out there, if you plan on eating 7,400 hot dogs in one sitting on the 4th of July, it does not count unless you pre-call Guinness to get over there. Okay, here we go.
Number three.
I think this is timely. Deion Sanders in 1989. He did not want to compete, didn't want to do anything. He felt peer pressured. So he does. You go, all right, I'm going to give you 140. Non-televised at the time, 1989. Runs a 4.27. And instead of stopping at the clock, he takes off and runs straight into the locker room. And legend has it, not only did he run straight to the locker room, he didn't shower. He got in his limousine and left Indianapolis from there, straight from the locker room. He ran directly off the field to prove to everybody, I ran, you stupid thing.
All right, I'm done. I'm out.
I'm done, which is so Deion. Here we go.
Number two.
The Tom Brady dad bod pick. It's iconic. And I would say that combine picture, no matter all the championships Tom Brady won, Tiki, he now looks like an awkward wax figure as a result of this picture that people still look back on.
No, it's true, because it's not who he was, but that's what he looked like.
Yep.
Back then.
Yep, and we always look back
on it. That's funny. I do remember that a lot. I know number one isn't going to be the one that jumps to my mind, because I have this iconic moment from the combine, and I know it's not number one, but I'll hear.
Okay. All right. Before you even play them, I'm just going to preface this. number one is number one because it's a reason or something that happened in NFL history that for some reason only I remember and I look back on YouTube every single year.
Huh.
Nobody talks about it.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Number one.
Do you remember that time at the Combine that we saw a current player and future Hall of Famer's penis?
What?
That's right.
Whip out the jumbo package.
That's right. Nobody knows? Do you want to guess the player before I tell you?
He's current?
Current, future Hall of Famer.
Is he so he's playing in the NFL
currently
still?
Currently in the NFL.
Future Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Oh, not no. Playing. Current player.
Current player.
And we saw the whole twig and berries.
I have no idea.
Okay. It was during a 40 time. His tights ripped. And there it was. No. Ready to shake everybody's hand.
In all its glory.
Chris Jones of the Chiefs.
Get out
Whip
here.
Out the jumbo
You can go back and watch this online. Chris Jones takes off running his 40, and it's so massive, and the tights are so tight, his tights rip open, and it comes out like Snuffleupagus, and he then starts laughing as he's running his 40s. He tries to grab it and corral it, and he stumbles and falls down, and Rich Eisen doesn't know what to do with the call.
Shot off the draft boards immediately.
And he ends up getting drafted by the Chiefs. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. The man had a Hall of Fame package.
He's going to go into two Hall of Fames.
I'm whipping one out.
So if you've never seen this and wonder what Chris Jones is looking like down there, it's an all-time moment.
I don't remember that at all.
Yep.
That's
yep.
amazing.
Nope. And that's your Cinco de Five.
I thought you were going to... The one that jumps to mind
it's
to me... is maybe the greatest overdraft in the history of the Combine.
Okay, what's that?
Mike Mamula. Don't you remember this?
Oh, that was when the Eagles took him?
You're too young. You're too young. That's probably why.
I remember that documentary.
Mike Mamula had like this epic combine. Epic. I'd have to go find the numbers, but it was epic.
He killed it in multiple events,
and
right?
Everything. And he got drafted high, and then just it was like the fallacy of the combine.
Okay. And that's where they got tricked. I just went to type Chris Jones into YouTube.
Yeah.
As I'm typing Chris Jones, it says Chris Jones 40-yard dash balls fall off. 8 years ago.
It's listening to you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm going to mute that. But anyway, I'll show you in a little bit. But yeah. By the way, Keish Kavira, that's exactly why I did that a Cinco. I want everybody to remember that that happened. And it was unbelievable.
I don't remember it happening at all.
Now, you want to go down a rabbit hole, Tiki. Have fun with that. Yeah. What would you have done in that situation?
I don't know.
Tiki's running the tights. Do you stop the 40 and go run
to
the locker room?
Stop. You have to stop. You just kind of stop and cover yourself and then walk
he
out. Walk
falls
off.
Down and lays down. It's slapping on his leg. 888-808-1019. All right, let's go back to those calls. Mike on Long Island. Mike, what's up?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I wanted to call and talk about the Jets quarterback situation. I would say I partially agree with the dart conversation. I could even see what Connor's saying. As a longtime Jets fan, I could just see them going after Kirk. But I think the only right answer is Jameis Winston. I mean, it's going to be ugly football. I think the guy's going to throw picks. He's going to lose more games than he's going to win. But in terms of the impact on the organization, he's going to air the ball out. Garrett Wilson's going to be happy. He's going to look good. I mean, he made Jerry Jeudy look good. The guy was one or two bad years out of being out of the league.
Mike, I'm not anti this for the Jets, but I would just tell you this. I think any Jet move, you need to weigh, is this guy better than Tyrod Taylor? And the one thing we saw at the end with the Giants.
Because he's a vet.
He's a vet, exactly.
Right. So if you're going to have a vet, you got to choose between one of them.
Right. Now, maybe you want both on the roster in case Taylor gets hurt, and that's fine. But to me, what was the strength of Tyrod Taylor at the end of the Giants, Mike? It was airing the ball out deep and getting those receivers involved.
Yeah, but does he have the, he's not a culture or locker room guy.
Oh, yes,
think.
He is.
No, I think you're wrong about that. Tyrod Taylor is loved everywhere he's been. I don't know if he was a captain with the Giants.
No, he wasn't because he was a backup.
Everybody looked at him as that emotional,
right?
Like grounder. And I know he was that way in up in Buffalo.
Yeah, he was that way in Cleveland and the Chargers.
Everywhere he's gone, he's that player. He's so respected everywhere. Now, I hear what he was saying, though, because Jameis Winston is a prolific passer of the football.
Yes.
He will throw for 400 yards at least two or three times if he starts 16 games.
It's just no matter what jersey he's throwing to.
And
He'll like, throw for 4 or 5 touchdowns. To deliver me from pick sixes.
But he'll throw 3 or 4 pick sixes as well. All right, so he's great from a production standpoint, but terrible from a production standpoint at the same time.
Okay, and I know that a television show you can't always garner everything from, but I am a savant of Hard Knocks, and I've watched every single season, no matter what the type, every single episode. Tyrod Taylor's been on quite a few Hard Knocks, including the Chargers, including the Browns, where it was so evident you walk away from those 5 episodes going, oh, okay, that's a dude that the locker room completely rallies around. And that was, he was with rookie quarterbacks, I think, in both, and you could tell, like, he spoke up on leadership on both. That's where I think that he's misled, Mike, is that he's absolutely a leadership guy.
Yeah.
On the flip side, if anybody saw the in-season Hard Knocks, and I know we get football overload, they covered the whole AFC North this year, and I think I'm the only one on the show that's watched it still. You could tell in Cleveland just by watching a television show how you went from, oh, this is cool, Jameis is a dude, to, oh, we are so tired of this act. So maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he's a great locker room leader, but you get the vibes that he's like,
it gets overwhelming.
Yeah, it gets to be like too
much. It's not that it's bad ever. It's just that it's overwhelming.
Where the message becomes, all right, we get
and
it.
And if he's the starter, I think it's probably fine.
Right.
Like if he's the guy, you're not worried about it because that's it's just going to be what the personality of your offense is going to be. But if he's not your starter and he's a bit player in some capacity, it could be overwhelming. That's all I'm saying.
Everybody's friends like that. We're like, oh, okay.
Mike Mamula. 38.5-inch vert.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
26. But remember, I did 30. My vertical was 34, 5, something like that. Whatever. Okay. Evan told me yesterday. 26 reps at 225. He had a Wonderlic score of 49, which is the second best in NFL history still. And he ran a 4.5 40 at 240 something pounds.
And didn't have the college tape to back it up. He was Boston College?
Boston College.
Yep.
So he was a good player at Boston College, but his combine made him a stud.
Oh, man, bring me back to the days where the Eagles were bad drafters.
Please. No, they are not that anymore.
They are not that anymore. 888-808-1019. How about Tim and Kopeg? Tim, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, man?
So my wife actually used to work for Guinness World Records, and
what was her job?
Don't need to have one of their people on site to get a record. You do need to go through like a wild amount of paperwork to do it.
Okay.
But if he set theoretically a world record, then of all people, the NFL should be able to get the paperwork together to get him that record.
So Tim, maybe it was a situation where the NFL was like, we have enough going on. We're not going to push Guinness for this. And it was up
I know you're right. It was the longest broad jump ever.
Ever, right. And maybe they left it in the player's hand, but Byron Jones is a rookie. He isn't going to be pushing Guinness to put him in there.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true, but a lot of the times they would make like events out of this too. So to have them at the combine would be, I mean, I just feel like it would make sense just in case something like this were to happen on the, off chance.
Right, because there's there's elite athletes, Tim. Right, so you could get a whether it's a vertical leap or the 40-yard dash, you could it could happen. I wonder what the Guinness record is for the 40-yard.
Probably a track runner.
I don't know, because track the fastest track runners are slow starters, right?
Because was Usain Bolt a slow starter?
Yes, getting out of the blocks, he was terrible. I mean, that's he ultimately broke the world record in 9.58, I think it was, because he learned to get a decent start and he'd pick up speed as he would go along.
It's got to be in the threes. The world record has to be.
No way. Three something?
We see 4.2s all the time in the NFL.
According to the internet, Worthy has the record, and he broke John Ross's.
I'm talking about the Guinness
World Record. Yes, the Guinness World Record for the fastest 40-yard dash is held by Xavier Worthy.
Is that really? Right?
According to the internet.
The internet never lies.
Yeah, I mean, is that AI? If that's the case, that means Guinness is at the combine or prepared to do that. So
or maybe they are now.
Hmm.
You mean so Bolt ran a 4.22 40-yard dash in 2018.
Wow.
The internet is telling me.
And that's the same as Worthy.
No, Worthy ran a 4.21.
Oh, okay.
And John Ross had the 4.22. So maybe Ross and Usain Bolt had the 4.22 that Worthy broke.
That's crazy. An NFL player would be the fastest 40.
I know.
Right?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, Usain Bolt ran the 100-meter dash in just under 10 seconds. So I would imagine his first 40 yards would have had to have been faster.
Well,
right?
How many yards were in a meter? His second half was faster than his first.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So 100 meters, like 240s? Is that what we're doing?
40 yards. It's like about 100 yards.
It's 55.
Okay.
100 meters is 110 yards.
Okay. Oh, all right. So it's double that. So to your point, gets cooking on that second half.
Right.
That's usually how I eat my hamburgers. Usually I'm slow biting, then I get those last bites, and I gobble them way up.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.